Blake is both passionate and determined. He follows his school and work schedules to a T, and he wants to be an athletic trainer.
I'm crazy about first aid, and you have other people's lives in your hands. And it's not a laughing around, joking around job. You have, it's a life or death situation.
To take his first aid class, his mother, Vonda Hopkins, drives him to Murray twice a week from South Fulton, Tennessee. She's happy to do so since she was told at Blake's birth that his life would be drastically different from other children's.
He was asphyxiated at birth. He had a grade 4 hemorrhage, and so he bled into the ventricles and into the brain. And they said, of course, it's terrible things, that, you know, he'd probably never walk or talk.
But now Blake walks to, then sits in a classroom, raising his hand with many questions. This semester, Frank Pleben is one of his professors. He teaches a health behavior class and says he wishes he had classrooms full of Blakes. He's on time, follows his syllabus, and schedule meticulously.
He's not afraid to interact with other students in the classroom, which is to everyone's benefit. Anytime another student interacts with another student, it pays off dividends.
Pleben has so enjoyed having Blake as a student, he's given him a nickname.
I call him Buddy, and he's the only one I think I've the only student I've ever given the nickname to. He's had that kind of impact on me.
Blake has many other advocates too, including a student tutor and some lunch buddies who happen to be a group of sorority sisters. Program coordinator Sharon Arant makes CCE work within a university setting to ensure Blake is getting the best experience in his classes.
Most of our students will audit the courses that they take. If they audit, then I meet with the professor and we change the requirements. The teacher and I sit down and we say, okay, you know, how much of this coursework do they require? And we generally require everything, but if the typical student's writing a 10-page paper, our student may only write a 5-page paper.
But the program isn't just about classes. It's aimed to give students the whole college experience. They study, yes, but they work and go to social events too. In fact, Blake has this to say about his job at Murray State's Wellness Center.
Working is my favorite part of the day.
Blake enthusiastically swipes patrons' ID cards and answers the phones. He turns his head every few seconds to check if there's anyone coming in to welcome or someone who needs help. And he goes over and over his tightly kept schedule to see if he can fit any extra shifts in beyond the 6 hours he works each week. Blake wants to stay here, even though the job is an internship set up through CCE. In fact, he said this nearly a dozen times in the day I spent with him.
I hope they hire me in as a full-time staff.
Blake will finish Murray State's CCE program this spring, and he'll walk at graduation. After that, he'll get continued support and job coaching through Murray State's Vocational Rehabilitation Center, which is a financial supporter of the program. Although he's taken just a handful of classes in his 4 semesters at Murray State, Blake's mother says the program has been invaluable.
The self-esteem, all the good things that he's felt about himself has been worth it alone. And plus, he's learned a whole lot.
Sharon Arant says people from all over the country have contacted her about the College to Career Experience program for their children, but there's one aspect that limits it to people living within the region.
We want to get kids in our area. We have had many, many, many requests for information, but we do not provide housing. There's no residential housing for them in compliance with the university policy because you have to be a full-time student.
For now, Arant continues to interview candidates. She's hoping the program will grow from 3 to 4 students each semester. In Murray, I'm Whitney Jones.